A Cape Breton Regional Municipality Councillor has called for the Donkin Mine to be closed for good and the site repurposed. District 8 Councillor Stephen McNeil says with environmental industry approval for the site expiring in 2029, 6 workplace violations in almost 3 years since work stopped at the mine, it's time to shut it for good.
Right now it's up for sale, and the environmental industry approval expires in 2029. So right now is a great opportunity to find a new proponent for that site. Myself, just given the reason that the HVAC fan is there still making noise for the community members, has to do with methane. Just from my understanding, coming out of the old coal seals, and then it's being vented out into our atmosphere. So it seems like it may be an ideal spot for an industry leader in methane capture, and that would also kind of address the environmental concerns that are there, which is that the methane is being exhausted into our atmosphere rather than being put to a better future use for our communities.
In addition to using the site for methane capture, McNeil has floated other possibilities, including using the site for a data center, as it could potentially offset their large resource needs.
I was spitballing that idea just only because you could technically potentially use the methane as an energy source, and then you wouldn't be, taking away from our energy, from the Nova Scotia, from the power grid, and you might be able to have your own sustainable center there. Water is close by. Hopefully, data center doesn't need fresh water, that it could maybe use the salt water there, for cooling off the thing. And then again, we would have a new industry here, have something that's economically viable, for the future. And again, then we'd be moving away from, coal, which is, from an energy perspective, not necessarily the best long-term choice for our environment.
He also appealed to businesses to explore potential options for the site.
If they know any proponents, any companies that would be interested in the purchase, I would just ask, feel free to send me a note or, reach out to the CBRM and just let them know. Maybe we could start moving something like that forward, because it's hard to get that information in the direct hands of the companies that would do it. And I tried myself just a little bit through email to them, just to let them know that the mine's up for sale and maybe there'd be an opportunity. That being said, I don't know if it's moved the needle or not. And I hope to, keep doing things like that so we can move the needle and get something, that's going to produce, wealth for, our community, and then not compromise our environment.
Meanwhile, a group that has been critical of the mine and its effects are happy to receive support from a municipal councillor. The Cow Bay Environmental Coalition has spent years advocating for residents living near the Donkin Mine, who say ongoing noise from the site's industrial fans has affected their quality of life. Kat Ferguson and Tina Warren are members of the coalition. Ferguson welcomes the support.
Well, I think he raises some important questions, and I feel I'm grateful that an elected official is speaking up about asking what is the history, what is the plan for the mine. This mine has been idle for 3 years, so what exactly is the government going to do about it? I'm grateful for this because there's been no communication from the government, and meanwhile, as you know, residents continue to deal with health issues from the noise, and instead of taking our health seriously, they remain silent on that, and then they remain silent on what the plan is for this shuttered mine.
Right.
I was also really surprised to hear about the fact that safety violations remain an ongoing concern, and I find that very troubling.
Oh, absolutely.
So I really appreciated Councillor McNeil raising this point.
Warren feels support from municipal government is a good launch point to address the issue.
Well, I totally support that, because this is a real opportunity. I mean, the community is crying out for the province to demonstrate that it cares about Donkin and mining communities generally, and wants to hold the owners to account. And I think it speaks to the frustration the community has had that they've tried everything, petitions, calls, meetings, rallies, whatever they can think of, including third-party noise experts to validate their concerns. And still, there's sort of no comment from the province. Now, to be fair, the province is trying to set up a meeting with the health minister you know, there's two health ministries in Nova Scotia. And Brian, I spoke to his office yesterday, and that is underway. But still, we haven't heard back on how that's going, and this continues to be a concern.
When asked about McNeil's suggestions for the site, Ferguson says it's important to have those conversations.
So I think what's important here is that we're starting a conversation about what can we do with this mine, and what, you know, and I think leading that conversation needs to be, it needs to be a forward-thinking conversation. What are our needs for the future? How do we move forward in a truly sustainable manner that will benefit Nova Scotians?
Warren feels the community needs to be involved with whatever happens at the Donkin mine.
Well, the community needs to be taken into account about their concerns. Definitely the focus needs to be on the future, since this is an out of date technology, and it's going to close anyway by 2030 because the federal government has said no coal-fired plants after 2030. And the community needs to decide what its future would be, but sure, there are other technologies. I'm not a technical expert to say how feasible they are, but of course I've read about methane capture and other ideas and data centers. But, you know, really the community needs to be part of that. That's their community, and the province needs to listen to them.
The coalition recently met with Cape Breton East MLA Brian Comer in the hopes of setting up a meeting with the provincial minister of health about the ongoing mine noise issue. They say that process is still ongoing. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.